Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic is that old couple in Waikiki. If you've been in one of my motivational speaking audiences, sometimes you'll hear me talk about the old couple in Waikiki that I would see all the time when I lived in Honolulu, Hawaii. I lived there for 4.5 years. I was stationed there in Honolulu as a part of the United States military. And I know you feel sorry for me that I was stationed at Hickam in Hawaii, of all the places to be stationed. That was pretty rough. Just kidding. And so midway through my time there in Honolulu, I sent a Facebook message out to all my friends. And I said, hey, I live here in Hawaii. It's paradise. I mean, it is unbelievably beautiful out here. It's 75 degrees and sunny every single day. I get to golf 365 days a year. There's a little rain shower in the afternoon that kind of cools things off. There's no humidity. The sea breeze takes that away. I'm telling you, Hawaii is paradise. Sometimes people save an entire lifetime to try to get to Hawaii. I want you to come to Hawaii because you got a free place to stay. I got a couch. Come on out and visit me in paradise. And so I sent that message to, I don't know, over 100 of my friends all over the country and all over the globe. And I would tell this story about an old couple that I would see in Waikiki. Picture this. You're a block away from the beach. The sun is setting. You're in Waikiki Beach. And an old couple is getting ready to cross Kalakaua Avenue across the street to walk on Waikiki Beach and watch the sun set into the ocean. This old couple, they're in their 80s, and mom is pushing dad in the wheelchair. And she's a little hunched over and she's a little slow, barely makes it across the street in time for the crosswalk to be clear. And I was excited. Every time I would see this couple, I was excited. I mean, I would smile on the inside and outside because, you see, they made it. They made it. They made it to Hawaii. Maybe this was their first time they had ever made it to Hawaii. And I was happy for them. Because let me tell you something, not everybody makes it to Hawaii. So I saw this old couple, they make me smile. But at the same time, I was sad. I was sad for this couple. You want to know why? Because for them, it was too late. It was too late for that old couple. One in a wheelchair, one pushing the other. It was too late for them to even climb Diamond Head. It was too late for them to catch a wave in Waikiki Beach or on the North Shore. It was too late for them to snorkel in my favorite snorkeling hole on the island of Oahu. It was too late for them to climb my favorite peaks and see the epic vistas from the peak. It was too late for them to squeeze the most out of this island paradise. See, they had waited too long. I told my friends, don't wait too long. Make sure that if you've got those things on your bucket list, make sure that you've got those things like you always wanted to see Hawaii. Make sure you don't wait until it's too late. I'm happy for that old couple in Waikiki because I would see them time and time again, figuratively. This couple that walks along the beach in Waikiki. What I want you to be is I want you to be that person who is able to go to those places and experience those things fully while you still could. My friends, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this has been Mark's Motivational Minute. I hope you make it a great day.